You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
2019 marks the 250th anniversary of Captain James Cook arriving in Aotearoa. Tuia 250 is commemorating the first onshore meetings between Māori, the tangata whenua of Aotearoa New Zealand, and Pākehā in 1769 through to 1770. The commemorations have been met with some mixed responses, to say the least, with some taking place at the arrival of the Endeavour yesterday. I spoke to Owen Lloyd, chairman of the Te Tairāwhiti District Māori Council, who has a deep connection to Te Tairāwhiti on both his Pākehā and Māori side. He has very different views to those expressed by many Māori in the mainstream media. So I began the interview by asking him about his own personal take on the Tuia 250 commemorations and about the response of protesters like his colleague, Maurice Land.
Yeah, she's one of my cousins. I was supposed to be speaking there as well, but as I said to her, I can't be in two places at once. But there was a suggestion, and it was publicised, that, you know, in terms of the official welcome of the Endeavour and the tall ships, let the descendants of the colonists deal with that. So, as I said to her, well, hey, if I'm going to be a true Māori, I've got to respect both my tipunas, Pākehā and Māori. And so that's the reason why I was kind of on the other side and doing that, because I roto tō mātou tikanga Māori, whether you like a person or not, or whether tomorrow I may kill you, but today you're a rangatira, I'm a rangatira, I have a responsibility to manaaki you if you come to me, and vice versa. And so from that point of view, I think we need to act as rangatira, not as people who just want to get their 15 minutes of glory, and then that's it. In our tribe, we have a seven-generation principle. The decisions we make today need to be considered to the seventh generation, the impacts. And also, I've got to stand by my tipuna at seven generations past and report to them what I've done with their legacy. So with those things in mind, I walk a fine line. We live here. We're going to be here for another 1,000 years. I got mokopunas who are white, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, and I've got mokopunas who are dark and are very recognisable as Māori. And so I have a responsibility to all of them. And it's how do we create a society and a community on which they can all, don't have to apologise for being too white or apologise to being too black. Depends on which social circles that you may sort of venture into.
That's a very interesting whakaaro, especially because me personally, I haven't really heard many Māori voices that are, you know, in favour of the Tuia 250 commemorations. You see on the media, all those big media sites are really, really going down on, yeah, on the protests and making it seem like it's sort of a unified movement. But I feel like you're a testament to that not being the case. And even up north, I know some Mai Matua Te Wairahi. He's using the opportunity and the spotlight to tell, you know, our own people's stories.
Well, we had a family turn up fully thinged with Pāhehā and everything to welcome our distinguished guest yesterday, which was the Governor General, the Commissioner, High Commissioner of Britain, Ministers of the Crown. And so they too they were asked to stand down by one of the Māori leaders, and they refused to, because e roti rātou whakaaro, no matter who you are, where you come from, we have a duty of manaaki, and therefore their family and one other turned up and did the haka pōwhiri for them, and then we moved from one ship to another to the next one. The interesting thing about it is that the Endeavour, it was crewed by all New Zealand youth, and the waka belongs to an Australian. So they were using the word Endeavour to actually talk about 1080, talk about lack of education and telling our history. They were using it for every other form of protest. And I just kind of struggle with that concept of, here's a ship sailing in full of New Zealanders, mainly probably Pākehā, maybe one or two Māoris in there as well, being subjected to burning or mutilating the Union Jack and things like that, and it was flying the Australian Merchant Navy flag, and the only thing that was this was called the Endeavour.
I'd like to get your opinion on that. What do you think about those protests specifically that went on yesterday and about those people burning the Union Jack? Do you think that that, for lack of a better phrase, do you think that that's a good look for Māori in the long term?
No, I don't think so. Again, Māori, the Māori that I grew up with and learnt were very respectful even to their most bitter enemies. There was honour and integrity in everything they said and did. To do that is showing our children, a good example to our children, and you can be disrespectful, and that's the reason why 50% of our people are in jail, and you can join your cousins as well.
That being said, obviously there is still a lot of mamai, a lot of hurt around the actions that Captain
Cook,
that he did. There's still a lot of mamai and still a lot of pain, and I think, personally, I think a lot of it's still valid. And so I'd like to get your whakaaro on that. What do you think the process is in terms of healing? Do you think that we should, you know, sort of just forget about it or use this as an opportunity to bring that to light?
Okay, they have told it to mamai because every generation passes it on to the next generation. One of the things that I'm involved in with the treaty claims that's been going for nearly 30 years now, I've been, and it's been sucking the life out of me, but I do not want this to carry on, be handed over to my children or my grandchildren. We need to sit down and reconcile ourselves. You know, people got interesting memories. They talk about the nine that were killed when Cook came here. Yeah, Cook was an idiot. But we have a lot of idiots in our world even now. Rōpata Waha Waha, for example, came stripped naked, 194 of our women and children and old people, and push them off the cliff at Ngātapa. But nobody wants to talk about that. Also, we've had Pākehā who've come here and murdered and raped and pillaged our people, and no one's talked about that either. It seems as though that where the cameras are and where the news is, that becomes the big ticket item. I think at the end of the day, how our day pans out is about how we see our destiny, and our destiny is in our hands, not in anyone else's. But leave those, put those things out, get it out of our system, and get on with life and producing a better world for my mokos and my, I've got great-grandchildren now, so you know, my aim is to try and produce or create a better society, because we're stuck in this. We're stuck in this thing with Pākehā and Māori. We're all hybrids now. We're not full Māori, so we've got to learn to live with each other, and we need to join the race, not stand on the sideline and criticise the other side or criticise somebody 250 years ago. We need to acknowledge it. We need that history to be taught in our schools, with the Crown is a little bit reticent in doing that at this point in time, despite all the positive comments that they made about, you know, looking at teaching our history in the schools. But that's behind teaching viticulture in New Zealand. So it just shows you the priority that the Crown or the government sees what's important.
Now, I'd like to touch on something you just said, and it was about news and media coverage. And, you know, they tend to put a spotlight on, you know, things like the protests that went on yesterday. Yep. I want to know your whakaaro on what you think the effect of that is. Do you think that it sort of perpetuates this thought that Māori are disenfranchised or Māori should be angry about this and it keeps drumming it up? Or do you think it's a positive thing? Do you think that that showing that there are Māori out there protesting and standing up for what they believe in, do you think that would be a positive thing that people can see and then learn from? I want your whakaaro on that, just around sort of news coverage.
All right. I think it is. It's important. It's a positive thing, because I think unless you talk about these things and unless you get it off your chest, it's going to bubble away inside you and eat away at you. And so it's really for the powers to be to facilitate the opportunity for people. And yesterday it was good to see that the police and the authorities were very positive towards the protest. They were very supportive of the behaviour that the protesters displayed, which was very well managed and very dignified. I think the police took away one man who insisted that Māori's killed the Moriori, so, you know, what are we complaining about? And kept on going to the point where the police had to take him away before somebody punched him in the mouth, probably. But so it shows that, you know, here in Gisborne, we do things a little differently. We do it because we know each other well. We know our authorities, whose authorities are. Most of us work alongside with them. And the fact is that we have a different opinion is respected as well. And I think to our credit, they conducted themselves, both parties conducted themselves well. And I think they had the opportunity to air their thoughts. But it's interesting that you note, though, that say probably one-third, two-thirds of the group are very national. You know, they move across the countryside.
Yeah, I heard a chant from Ihumata in that movement. I heard, you know, the famous Aki Aki Aki. So I was thinking, oh wow, the movement's even gone down to Gisborne.
Oh yeah, well my son was up in Ihumata the other day. Oh, he was been up there about 2-3 times. I think he's got a nice girlfriend out of it now. but other than that, he was up there protesting about it, and we've had the discussion about, you know, what it was all about. And I said, yeah, yes, fine, if we've got to speak about those things, but what's the kaupapa? You know, is it really the kaupapa, or is it just an opportunity for people to protest so they could hear themselves or to actually genuine about it? The test for that is, what are we going to do about it tomorrow? You know, we've had the protest yesterday, we're kind of thinking about it today, and then tomorrow, how are we going to put into action some solutions to that? Yeah, Maurice and I, we kind of talk quite a bit about a lot of things, and she's on the Māori, District Māori Council with me, and I'm one of her cousins, and so we're kind of exploring now, don't just talk about it, now let's do something about it. And that's the next step now is, what's the action plan? Māori taku whakaaro, you know, me kōrero tahi tātou, me mahi tahi. Let's put the issues on the table, and then let's start being solution focused to find that we can satisfy all parties so that we can live in harmony and that we have a better opportunities in the future to develop into a society we can be proud of. I don't have to apologize for speaking Māori. I don't have to be schizophrenic and be Pākehā when I come into town and then be Māori when I go home. And so that's, to me, let's do it together and let's mahi the mahi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.